Shalom, Australia. The Israeli army on Wednesday revealed that the military intelligence unit H200 foiled an Islamic State attempt to bomb a flight from Australia last August. A senior IDF officer said the foiling of the attack saved dozens of innocent lives and proved Unit 8200's position as a major player in the intelligence fight against the Islamic State. Later in the day, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu thanked the unit for foiling the attack, saying thank you to the Israeli intelligence services. We reveal today that the security agencies prevented the shooting down of an Australian airliner. This is just one of the dozens of terrorist attacks that we have stopped around the world. The intelligence services deserve all the support we can give, not only for protecting the citizens of Israel, but for protecting the people all over the world. On Tuesday, former Communications Ministry Director Shlomo Filber signed a deal to become state witness in Case 4000, the Bezek case. Prime Minister Netanyahu is alleged to have provided regulatory benefits to Israel's largest telephone company, Bezek, in exchange for Bezek's chief shareholder, Shaul Elovich, giving Netanyahu and his family positive coverage on the Wallah news site, which Elovich owns. Filber will testify that he was instructed by Netanyahu to give Bezek the benefits. Filber had his remand extended on Wednesday by 15 days and is to stay during that time at a facility in an undisclosed location while police continue questioning him. In return for his testimony against the Prime Minister, Filber will not face time in jail. Under the deal, Filber has agreed to confess to conduct unbecoming of a public official and face a disciplinary hearing by the Civil Service Commission. He also agreed to a lifetime ban from working in the civil service sector. The Tel Aviv Magistrates Court on Thursday extended the remand of Shaul Elovich and his wife Iris by 4 days in the quickly ballooning corruption scandal. Netanyahu was acting communications minister at the time when several allegedly illicit deals were made with Elovich, one of which included helping Bezek buy the satellite cable provider Yes, overriding antitrust issues raised by ministry officials. The Prime Minister, who is reportedly suspected of furthering that deal, denies any wrongdoing. Elovich also denies any wrongdoing. Police are expected this week to again interrogate Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the Bezek corruption probe and to take his testimony in another case involving alleged graft in multi-billion shekel naval deals. The Prime Minister is expected to be asked to give a testimony in the submarine affair, dubbed Case 3000, in which he is not a suspect, and then be interrogated in the Bezek investigation. Netanyahu's political spokesperson, Shai Hayek, has decided to take leave of absence after being questioned in the Bezek probe. He is said to have hired a lawyer and stopped having contact with the media, his associates saying he was very stressed out over the situation. State witness Shlomo Filber, longtime confidant of Netanyahu, told police during questioning that he was once fired from his position as chief of staff of Netanyahu's office for not allowing the premier to keep an expensive watch given to him by Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. He implicated Sara Netanyahu in the incident. The story of the watch echoes other allegations against the Netanyahus, particularly Case 1000, in which Netanyahu and his wife are alleged to have received illicit gifts from billionaire benefactors. The US State Department notified Congress on Friday that the Jerusalem embassy will open in May to coincide with the 70th anniversary of Israel declaring independence. The State Department announced that the embassy will initially be located in Annona, on a compound that currently houses the consular operations of Consulate General Jerusalem. At least initially, it will consist of the ambassador and a small team. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the US announcement that it will officially relocate the embassy in May as a great day for the people of Israel. Speaking from Washington, he said, "This decision will turn Israel's 70th Independence Day into an even bigger celebration. Thank you, President Trump, for your leadership and friendship." President Trump said on Friday that the campaign against moving the embassy was incredible, but that the campaign in favor was also incredible. He said that ultimately his administration did the right thing. The Palestinian Authority responded in anger to the news and said unilateral moves will not contribute to achieving peace between the Palestinians and Israel. PLO Secretary General Saeb Erekat dubbed the decision a flagrant violation of international law and agreements signed between the Palestinians and Israel. The decision will destroy the two-state solution, he cautioned. The US is now considering whether to take up the offer of Sheldon Adelson to pay for at least part of the new embassy in Jerusalem, millions of dollars. Yassin El-Saradi, 33, died after he tried to attack an IDF soldier with a metal table during a riot in the West Bank city of Jericho on Thursday morning, but was shot at and forced to the ground by Israeli troops, who were then filmed striking him repeatedly during his arrest. The army said the assailant tried to grab a soldier's gun as he was being detained. Relatives accused soldiers of beating him to death, but an autopsy, at which a Palestinian doctor was also present, confirmed that it was the shot fired to stop him attacking the soldier that killed him. Israel Aerospace Industries, that manufactures the radars for the Iron Dome missile interception system, has sold 100 units of the radar to 9 countries for a total of about $2 billion, it was announced last week. More units of the radar are to be purchased soon by the Czech Republic. In a victory for Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked, her first choice, Alex Stein, was one of two judges elected to the Supreme Court on Thursday evening, as Shaked continues her efforts to change the makeup of the country's top court. Also chosen by the Judicial Selection Committee was Ofer Groskopf. The two will replace judges Yoram Dasinger and Uri Shoham, who will step down soon. The Judicial Selection Committee on Thursday appointed Chavi Tocher to serve in the Jerusalem Magistrates Court, making her Israel's first female ultra-Orthodox judge. Tocher, 41, was born in England and grew up in Bnei Barak as the eldest of 12 brothers and sisters in a well-known ultra-Orthodox family. The mother of Four's nomination was widely praised in Haredi media. According to the ultra-Orthodox Kikar HaShabbat website, Tocher defines herself as modern Haredi, but a friend told the outlet she's more Haredi than modern, even though her eldest son serves in the army. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.